Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I am your presiding minister, Angela McCurdy, Chicago-based poet donor, Sister Pucci, here for another afternoon of rejoicing and praising the great I Am in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Both I want to give thanks to for lifting me up this morning and allowing me to come to you despite of any obstacles that might come my way. That's what's wonderful about Christ, is that he will remove obstacles even though they're there, even if you're not feeling well, even if the computer is not acting right. He will correct all those things for his will to be done, and we can stand on that word. Now, I know you think that was word for the day, but that's not the word for the day. The word for the day actually comes from Matthew 12, chapter 30th to the 32nd verse, and it reads this way: "He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. And so I tell you, every sin and blasphemer will be forgiven men, but the blasphemer against the Spirit would not be forgiven. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but anyone who speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, either in this age or in the age to come." The Holy Spirit is something that you don't play with. This is something that is a communication system that's set up, that Jesus speaks to you, guides you, and gives you direction, comfort. It's a great comforter, and so many other things in your life. When you start getting a relationship with Jesus Christ, he sends his Holy Spirit down. Now, if you start blaspheming about the Holy Spirit, he's saying, "I want to forgive you for that." That's not something to even play with, okay? So I want everyone to read Matthew 12, chapter 30th to the 32nd verse. I want you to pray for understanding. I want you to pray for wisdom. I want you to pray that the Holy Spirit will reveal to you exactly what he wants you to know about that particular verse. Now, I'm excited about the show because we finally got DJ Elements, Deepest Elements on the Deeper Elements on the show. And we're going to bring them on right now. Hello, my brother. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
I am doing great. I am doing fine. You know, you can't complain with the Lord.
Amen. You sure? You definitely can't.
Okay. It ain't going to do you no good. You know, I'm going to read the church announcements a little bit later. I just wanted to bring you on for a moment. And let everybody know we are really going to be interviewing you, as well as you're going to be highlighting your dance mix for the week. And we're very excited about that.
Okay, great. That's good. Great.
Okay, so let me get back to the church announcements, and I'll bring you right back on after that.
Sure.
Okay. All right, everybody, I just wanted to, I'm just excited about him being on the show. We've been trying to get him on, get our schedules together, and God finally moved us spirits and got us together. Let me go through the church announcements for you. Bible study lesson 12 is still available at www.sisterpucci.com. That's spelled SISTAPOOCHIE. Upcoming events for the ministry. I know today we're interviewing Deeper Elements. October the 13th, there will be no show. I'm actually going to be on sabbatical from starting the 7th through the 15th. I will not be available tonight. It's time for me to go be alone and talk to God and see where he wants to direct me. Then I come back on the 12th. With Minister Kimberly Hovak, with a powerful word of God from her. And then October the 27th is Y4C, Youth for Christ, with Shining Star returning and a brand new mix from our youth DJ, DJ Cheyenne. Now, if you want to listen to us on the go, you can listen to the iPod, to subscribe to our iPod podcast at iTunes. At www.sisterpoochie.com, you can find all of those things, including the artist and contact information. And, you know, when I say I'm going on sabbatical, it's very important that I take time out to talk to the Lord. But I will be definitely interviewing Minister Hovak while I'm on there, because we got to get fed the word of God. Okay, that's enough with the church announcements. Let me get the DJ. Hello.
How you doing, my brother in Christ?
Oh, you know I'm a sister in Christ now. Don't play with me.
Okay, my sister in Christ. All right. My sister in Christ. Amen.
You know, amen.
Because I deal with so many different DJs and different people. I'm so used to saying that all the time, and I don't really I don't really have the chance to speak to too many sisters. I speak to a lot of the brothers.
Okay, well, let me tell you something. My voice is so deep, it's very easy to mix it up, okay?
Amen. Okay.
So I'm not blaming that all on you. I can't put that all on you, all right?
All right, amen.
Amen. So I have been trying to get you on the show. I know our schedules have not been working out, and we're finally here. The Holy Spirit has brought us together, and I'm ready to jump into this interview if you're ready to jump with me. You ready to jump?
Yes, amen.
Okay. First, I want to know one thing. How did you get your name?
Well, I got the name Elements. This was a couple of, this was about a good, 12 years ago.
Okay.
When I first came to Christ, and what I was doing is I was working on some music for the church I had just started with at that time. This was back in 1997.
Okay.
And what I was doing, I was sitting in my studio, and you know, I was going over some material, and this name it just popped up in my mind. Out of nowhere, it just popped right up in my mind, and I'm saying to myself, why does this name keep popping up? Why does it keep popping up? It keeps popping up. And I went to a scripture in the Word, and it was talking about, it was John chapter 16, verse 13. It was talking about, but when the Holy Spirit, but when he comes, the Spirit of truth will come.
Mm-hmm.
And, right then and there, I knew that it was God that was speaking to me about this particular name, and that he was preparing me for something that would happen years to come.
Yes.
And so I took on the name Elements, and I looked it up. I looked up what that name meant, and it actually has many different meanings. It means universal. It means the unknown.
Oh.
And it also, yeah. And it also means creation.
Mm.
So right then and there, that told me that that God was letting me know, you know, you are my creation.
Amen.
And I created you for a purpose, and I'm going to use you for a specific purpose in your life. You may not see that now, but it's going to happen down the line. So I took the name, and I kept the name. I just kept it for many years, and I didn't use it until years later. That name wasn't used. I kept it within my mind, within my heart.
Right.
And when it was the right and proper time, that's when it was time for it to be used.
It burst.
Yeah, right.
Yes, it does. I know you don't know anything about that, but, you know, birthing. But, amen, that's the wonderful thing about our Lord and Savior and the great I Am, is that, you know, he knows you in your mother's womb, and he knows exactly why you have been put on this earth. And so for you to connect with the Holy Spirit like that and accept that direction is what we all have to do. I think that's very inspirational to young DJs that are coming up out there, or young artists who are coming out there who may have a name, like my name, Sister Poochie.
Mm-hmm.
So many people told me that this name would not work. But it was the name the Spirit had spoke over me.
Mm-hmm.
So at www.sisterpoochie.com, the Journey Home Outreach Ministry. That's what came and that's what I did. And so I do understand exactly where you're coming from, my brother.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yes.
Amen. Okay, so what have you all, I know you said you came into Christ, but did you do secular DJing before this?
Yes, I did. I started DJing when I was 12 years old. That's when I first started. That was in the early 80s. I was like around 85, 86.
Okay.
I started playing. And I listened to a lot of the secular DJs back then, like Timmy Regisfor, Larry Levan, Merlin Bob, Naeem Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to a lot of those guys. And whether you believe it or not, even when they played a lot of the secular songs, they played a lot of spiritual inspirational songs as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what got me into the house music part, because when I first started out, I was doing like a lot of the worldly hip-hop and things like that. I was really into
right.
that, really heavy.
Okay.
And what pulled me out of that was a friend of mine's. He came over with this tape, and he started playing this type of music, and from there, for some reason, that music just grabbed me for some
mm-hmm.
reason, and
mm-hmm.
I didn't mess with the hip-hop anymore. I stayed away from it.
Okay.
And I understand a lot about this music because I've been studying it for so many years and been researching it, and I understand the spiritual side of it as well as the negative side of it. And
okay.
I work very hard to stay away from the negative side. I know you know I have a website. It's called deepdimension.org. And
yes.
some of those DJs over there, a lot of them do play the secular house music. But what I do is my thing is to introduce them to the inspirational and the spiritual side of it. And
absolutely.
I know God, he uses us in many different ways because he has used many different people in the Bible in many different ways. Like you see with Balaam, he used him to bless Israel three times when they wanted him to curse Israel three times, but he used him to bless them three times.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
So you see that God, he uses us in very miraculous ways, whereas
yeah.
though we may think that people like that, we don't want to be bothered with them because they're not doing what we're doing. Or
mm-hmm.
they're not the way that we are, and we tend to condemn or shun people like that.
Mm-hmm.
But God has taught me not to do that, not to condemn people, because Jesus didn't do that. He didn't condemn
yeah.
them. He
that's
sat
the word.
With them.
Yeah, that's the word. I was going to say, that's the word, okay? It's very easy not to do that when you begin to learn at the word of Jesus and how he dealt with people, that, you know, it is up to us to bring people into Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't just snatch them into Christ. We have to show them by what we're doing, you know,
mm-hmm.
let our light shine, and then they will see the Christ within us and start going, you know, maybe I'll try that, you know.
Right.
So I think it's a really great thing. I've been all over your website and listened to your shows and listened to the other DJs on there, and it's a very spiritual thing. I mean, it gets me really going,
mm-hmm.
it, you know, and I said, oh, hallelujah, you know. Because I grew up with house music. I'm from Chicago. You know, we always claim to be the birth of house music.
Mm-hmm.
But, so I grew up listening to this type of music. And when I one of the things when I started the show was, like, I have to have a dance break. I have to have a house music dance break. And now I've found so many, including you, of brothers who have provided and given exactly what we needed to get people off their feet and rejoice the Lord. And I think that's what you guys do. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I do agree with that wholeheartedely because there are so many people that are out here hurting. There are so many people that don't understand who God is, don't know if God really exists. They don't understand their life, don't understand why they're going through the things that they're going through. And the reason why that is because they don't have any knowledge of, mm-hmm. you know, what we have. So mm-hmm. my thing is to introduce it to them through the gift that God has given me. Many of the musicians, and I see it a lot of time on Facebook and things like that, I see a lot of them say, oh, we have talents. But I always tell them, no, you know, God has given people gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And he has given it to us for a specific purpose. I remember when before I started doing the gospel house music, I was a praise and worship leader. And
oh,
I used
wow.
to lead people into worship. And I understood the battle of being a praise and worship leader. It was a real serious battle because the enemy, he's always attacking you all the time.
Yeah.
And it's the same way with this music, where the enemy, he uses certain parts of it to attack God's
mm-hmm.
ministers in it. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, he will try to influence you to do something different or, you know, try to get you to move into another direction outside of what God has called you to do or is using you to do. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
I have to stay rooted and grounded in that. And I know
right.
I don't have, you know, I don't have ministering DJs on my site. I only have one over there, and that's Rich Williams, and he plays on the Master's Groove. I only have one over
right.
there. And the rest of them, they all play regular house music. But now what I'm starting to see a big influence of God's spirit on them, because a lot of them now are starting to play a lot of the gospel and inspirational house music now. I'm really starting
mm-hmm.
to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thanking God for that because I want them to see that he is real.
Amen.
And that he does love them. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's not where as though they're walking this life by themselves, because
mm-hmm.
they're not. God
yes.
is with them all the time. And I try to introduce that a lot with my character in the way that I carry myself and speak with them and things like that. So I try to be positive as much as I can. I know I wasn't saved all the time. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't in Christ all the time. So, you know, there's still
yes.
things I'm still working on in my life.
Exactly. Under construction. DJ L. Dub. I love that. Under construction. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah, so I mean, by them, they helped me and helped me to grow a lot.
Okay.
They helped me to become the person that God needs me to be for
mm-hmm.
him.
Mm-hmm.
So with this site, it has really has opened me up to the understanding of how, you know, people outside of God walk, and it helps me to understand them much more better. And now
mm-hmm.
I understand what Jesus' ministry was in the same thing. He came here to understand us.
Right.
You know, because
right.
he knew no sin, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, we were full of it. You understand what
yeah.
I mean? We are full
yeah.
of it, you know.
We,
and
yeah.
he came here to understand us and why we hurt,
mm-hmm.
why we're sad, why
yeah.
we think the way that we think. And
yes.
it's the same way with the site I have. I went
mm-hmm.
through a lot of bombardments with the site when I first started it. I mean, the enemy used a lot of people to attack me. It even brought me to the point where, though, I shed tears because I couldn't understand why people would act the way they act over music, you know. But now I understand them, that the enemy, he has a stronghold on it.
Yes.
And you know, he's using that to battle with God's people.
Right. And let me tell you, you know, I let people know this one thing: when you start doing the work of the kingdom, because
mm-hmm.
we're kingdom building here, you know, and we're preparing this earth for our King to return. When you start doing the work of the kingdom, the devil's going to throw everything but the kitchen sink at you
mm-hmm.
to stop you. And I can testify, and I got to testify and be honest with you today. I forgot that this was going to show today. Because
mm-hmm.
I was just sitting along, you know, looking at TV and everything, and then I said, oh,
wow.
But that's the spirit versus, I mean, the devil will, no matter what, if you're not on your guard or on your game, the devil will do something to stop, to prevent something from happening, because the words that you're speaking are going to bless a whole lot of people.
Amen.
A whole lot of people. So, you know, he got me back, you know, he gave me plenty of time to get myself together, but I just have to be honest. You know, it's like, mm-hmm. you know, Sister Poochie was sitting somewhere, like, you know, eating, you know, potato chips. Mm. And, you know, and the spirit spoke to my heart and said, don't forget that you have a job to do. So get up and do it. And that's what we, how we have to live our life, by allowing him to speak through us. In your dealings with DJs, because you mostly deal with DJs, correct?
Yes, I'm a producer also. So
oh,
I produce a lot of music as well too. So, you know, I deal with that side of it too. And
okay.
that side of it is much more challenging than the DJ side, because yeah, you have a lot of what is called competitional people. And I try to tell people all the time, you know, you need not to be competitional, because I told them that competition is a sin. It is.
Yeah.
What it does is it breaks people apart. It breaks up friendships.
Mm-hmm.
It causes arguments. It causes feuds.
Mm-hmm.
It causes all kinds of things, being in competition with another individual. And, you know, even I have to say this, because this is the reality of it all. Even on the Christian side of it, with the Christian DJs, many of them are the same way. Many of them act the same way. And, you know, when they see one come up that's doing the same thing that they're doing, something within inside of them, they become intimidated in some way, whereas
mm-hmm.
though they won't stand behind you in Christ in your ministry.
Right.
They will kind of like disconnect themselves from you. And when you're like that, that's a prideful, competitional state when you're like that.
Mm-hmm.
And what that does is it keeps you from many other blessings, because you never know who this person may know or what they may be doing, whereas though you both can build together and unify and become something far more greater.
Yes.
There's
yes.
something that brings me to light of that. When God told Joshua to tell the people to march around the city of Jericho, march around it seven times.
Yes,
now,
yes.
he wanted them to do it in unison.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Not just one
yes.
person march around it, because it wouldn't have worked. He said,
yes.
well, you have to do it in unison, and while you're marching around, sing praises as well. So when
mm-hmm.
they did that, the walls of Jericho fell, man, and they went in and they
right.
overtook Jericho. Now,
right.
that's the same way in ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have the DJs, they all come together, and that's how we tear down the walls of the enemy.
Yes,
but
exactly.
But when you are operating in a competitional state, you cannot do that. You
mm-hmm.
understand what I'm saying? Because
mm-hmm.
now the enemy, he still has a foothold in your life. He's still
mm-hmm.
using something within you.
Yeah.
Now, with me, with my sight, I see that I'm in this journey by myself, because I am walking this journey by myself with this sight. And, you know, I don't really get anybody that comes over and really, you know, like really reach out to me. And I try
okay.
to reach out to everybody with it, but I understand what that is. I understand
mm-hmm.
that it deals with a lot of intimidation. It deals with
mm-hmm.
a lot of competition. And these are feelings and emotions that came from the fall of Adam. And you know,
yeah, and I have to add to that, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Not me interrupting you, is God is preparing you as well in the same sense that, you know, people are not reaching out to you yet, because he said, if my name be lifted up, then I will draw men unto myself.
Mm-hmm.
So the more you begin to lift up the name of Christ, people are going to start coming whether they want to or not. They're just going to start flowing to you. They're not going to know why. He's going to scramble their brains, and they're going to start following you as long as you are lifting up his name. You know, it's wonderful like that. And so that's what I had to add to that as far as what you're going through with, you know, other people. I'm not saying what you're saying is not true. It is really true.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah, I understand. But you stay strong because, I always tell people there's plenty of work to be done in the kingdom.
Amen.
The Bible says the work is plentiful, but the workers are few. So why are we fighting to do the same job?
That's right. Amen. Why? You are exactly right. Why are we doing that? And we must remember, too, one person cannot do it all.
No.
That's another thing. I mean, one person can't do everything. I mean, we are a collective body. And when you put all the parts together, we become one in this
mm-hmm.
whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where our power and strength comes from. It says in the word that iron sharpens iron. And, you know, we sharpen each other when we work together and we build, you know.
Yes.
So,
yes,
this music thing has really opened up my eyes to a lot because I've been behind the scene for quite some years because, you know, God was using me and training me in the music to understand the music and learn much about it. Now, recently I just came back out of the forest,
uh-huh.
right back on the scene with it. I was at FDU back in 2004. That's where I started. It was Frankie Vibe first, and then when he had left, it was me afterwards. And I did that ministry for a while, which was a very, very, very beautiful and wonderful ministry, because I had the chance to minister to people all around the world.
Right,
and
right.
It was wonderful, wonderful playing live up there and being able to touch people.
Mm.
And now I see myself now doing it again, but on another level now. Where
right.
So not only am I doing it with the music, but I'm also doing it with the wisdom that God has given to me, you know.
Uh-huh.
He has moved me to be in the presence of many different people to be able to speak to them about him.
Yes.
So that's a wonderful thing. And
mm-hmm.
I see where God is taking me, and what I just want him to continue to do is to continue to keep using me. But what I need to do is continue to allow him to do that.
Mm-hmm. Just sit back and relax.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't need a co-pilot. He's gonna he's gonna guide you into exactly everything he has waiting for you. And I know he has something spectacular waiting for you because the passion that you speak about, and when you speak about doing the work of the kingdom and you have that much passion, oh yes, you are going to be blessed.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You are going to be blessed. Now, before we go on any further, there's two things. One, you said that you produce as well as the music. So are there artists that you're working with now?
Yes, I'm working with two artists right now. One of the artists' name is Brown Sugar. We did a song called Black Man. That was a few months ago. I think it was like around the month of February, we did a song called Black Man, very spiritual song. It talked about the black man, but not only just the black man. I want to emphasize that where it talks about men in particular and their struggles and what they go through and how they feel as a man. And it was one thing that she said in there, she said, I often wonder, what is it like to be a black man? So this
mm-hmm.
is something
mm-hmm.
that she's been wanting to know for so long within herself. What is it? What
mm-hmm.
what is it? What does he feel? What is his struggles?
Right.
And, you know, that song has really touched a lot of people, mainly a lot of men. It touched a lot of men, but it also have opened the lives of many of the sisters, because many of them don't understand what a man goes through, and don't understand that it is not him per se that's doing the things that he's doing. It's what's in him. It's what's in him. It's how his thought pattern is, or whatever type of experiences he went through earlier in his life that has developed him to become the person that he is today. So that song has given women a great understanding of men. You know, whereas though a lot of them would probably say, oh, man, yeah, he's full of it, he's not this, he's not that, or whatever, so forth, and things like that. Yeah. And mainly men that aren't spiritually
minded.
Yeah, right, right, exactly. Whereas though a lot of women now say, you know, well, I'm looking for a man that's spiritual. Well, what do you mean by spiritual?
Right.
You're looking for a person, or you're looking for a mate, or something like that, you know.
Right.
And I try to explain to them and emphasize to them, well, you know, yeah, you can't say you're looking for someone spiritual because you don't know what type of spiritualism they're into. So so when you say spiritual, you have to be very careful, because, you know, don't you may be asking for the wrong type of spiritualism.
Yes, absolutely. You know, in my ministry as a pastor, I tell people you have to be specific in the things that you
have. Amen. Yes.
You need to give details, because he'll give you exactly what you asked for. Okay, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you have to. You know what? I want to get into your dance, your music really quick, and then we're going to come back and finish talking. This is everybody. You know, the purpose of the dance break on the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. That's a long name. But anyway, the purpose of the another story. I'll tell that story later.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But the purpose of the dance break is because in the Bible, the Lord says to rejoice, to make a joyful noise unto me, and run around, you know, like David did, and just dance out of his clothes. He was running around, you know, so rejoiceful. And so that's what the dance mix means to me. And the house music gives the beat, of course. It sets the mood, but it's the message that I want people to understand, that there's a message behind every mix, and we're meeting the man behind the beats with deeper elements. And so now we're going to play one of your mixes. And we're going to see. Everybody got to get up now and praise the Lord. This
Amen.
Is what this is all about. This is not about sitting still. Okay, so here's the dance work for the week by DJ Element.
You are now listening to a deep gospel house mix by DJ Element.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah, me up in here with my hands in the air.
Yes, this is what that is all about, when God loves when his children worship and praise him. He loves it, okay?
Amen.
My locks are swaying, and I mean, now I understand why you're called Deep Elements now. Because that got into the soul of things, and then brought it out. You know, the show goes by so fast. I had such a great time talking to you. And I want, before you leave, though, to give everyone your contact information and tell them about your website and when they can listen to you themselves for more than 15 minutes.
Yeah, sure, no problem. My website is www.deepdimension.org. That's deep. Dimension, DIMENSION.org. You can catch me every single Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Now I'm going from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. One of my DJs are out, so you can catch me next week. If you want to listen to me next week, you can catch me from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Chicago time. That is 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Okay, you can catch me. This Tuesday, the name of the show is called Soul Full of Deep. So you can catch me and you can listen to all this wonderful music. You can listen to a lot of the inspirational songs, a lot of songs you probably haven't heard you can listen to. You can also catch the songs. You can also grab the songs for you DJs that probably are listening in right now. You can grab Black Man. That's on Cyberjam Records on TrackSource. That's Cyberjam's record, TrackSource. And also you can catch Slick Walker's release. We just released it. It is called Time is Running Out. You can catch that on Mantree Records on TrackSource. That's by Slick Walker. Time is Running Out. If you want to contact me, you can contact me at thegiftedone, 1973, at yahoo.com. You can contact me at thegiftedone, 1973, at yahoo.com. Please let me know what you think. Let me know if you are interested in any mixes, because I will definitely get them over to you. Thank you, Mrs. Pucci.
No problem. And you know, I want you to know, everybody that you are producing, that if you want to showcase them on our show, they are welcome. And along with that, if no one had a pen, all they're going to have to do is go to www.sisterpucci.com. SisterPoochie, and get all the information that you just said. So whenever you want to send somebody over, send them over, and we'll definitely give them some radio time.
Without a doubt.
You got any closing words or advice to anybody who's listening?
Yes, I do have some closing words and some advice. I just want to just let you all out there know that please keep God first in everything that you do. Keep him first in everything that you do. Protect and guard your mind and your heart from everything that's out here. I know we get caught up in a lot of things. There's a lot of temptation and stuff like that. And there's a lot of things that keep us from really focusing on God the way that we need to, because we get tied up in our everyday life. But whatever you do, please put him first in everything that you do. Jesus said, "Boldly come before me, the throne of grace, that I may obtain help for you in time of need." So please do that. Please, please. If you're going through something, if you're dealing with something, please do not feel like you can't go to God and that God will not respond to you. Just because you don't hear his voice, you don't hear his voice verbally, you can hear him in your heart, spiritually.
He will
talk to you and he will protect you.
Amen to that. This has been a wonderful, wonderful experience for me. I'm so glad we finally got a chance to talk, and I got a chance to really get to know you better. I hope everybody out there feel they got to know you better. So thank you so much for blessing the show.
Thank you, Mr. Pucci. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. And if you got anything else, just shoot me an email. Okay.
Yes, I definitely will.
Okay. All right. I got to go back to the reading, and then I have to close with How Great Thou Art. That's our closing song. You, my brother, have a blessed week, and I will talk to you soon.
You too. Amen. And God bless everyone out there.
All right, now. Bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Woo! That was the whole show. I loved it. Okay, now we got to go real quick because the time is running down. Remember, the reading for the week is comes from Matthew 12, chapter 30th through the 32nd verse. And it says, "He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. And so I tell you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven men, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but anyone who speaks a word against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. Either in this age or the age to come, guard your mouth, guard your tongue, guard your words. Never speak against the Holy Spirit. Make sure you know what's coming out of your mouth." Okay, everybody, this has been a great, great show. I'm so glad that the Holy Spirit tapped me on the shoulder to get me moving, to get this going. Don't forget that Bible study lesson number 12 is still available at the website. It's really in-depth, so definitely go and listen to it. Get a pen and paper. Write down the scriptures. Look them up for yourself. Pray for understanding. Pray for guidance. Pray for wisdom. Pray for the Holy Spirit to reveal things to you. All right. I'm going to be on sabbatical. Don't forget, I'll be back with Kimberly Hovak, but I'm going to go somewhere and like Jesus used to do and look at the mountain and find out what God wants to lead me next. So everyone, pray for me as I pray for you, and we're rolling out like we always do with How Great That Art by Society Hill Music.